As previously agreed with Hitler, the Soviets have invaded the eastern half of Poland. Here, its soldiers are fraternizing, an incongruous sight to say the least. The Nazis hand out flyers that read, "The German army salutes the Red Army of workers and farmers, which it has always held in the highest respect." The Polish army surrenders to the Germans, and in the east to the Soviets. Stalin then orders the execution of 20,000 Polish prisoners. He wants to eliminate the elite of this country he intends to annex. 4,500 Polish officers are executed with a bullet in the head in the Katyn Forest near Smolensk in Russia. 2 years later, at the Kremlin, Stalin meets with the head of the Polish government in exile, General Sikorski, who delivers a list of missing Polish officers. The Soviets deny any wrongdoing. In 1992, the president of post-Soviet Russia, Boris Yeltsin, will present the Polish president, Lech Walesa, with the original order of execution, signed by Stalin himself. Stalin, by occupying half of Poland, is in fact playing into the hands of Hitler, who needs a common border with the USSR to facilitate his plans to invade Russia. Hitler and Himmler, the head of the SS, will now take care of Poland by naming the Nazi Hans Frank governor-general of the occupied Polish provinces, who proclaims, "I have the power of life and death over the Polish people."